some 15 years ago, about this time of the year, in the middle of the summer of 1998, my father-in-law came in from some kind of outdoor activity, complained of a headache, and then immediately collapsed. We called for an ambulance. He was taken to the hospital, and it was not very long before X-rays had identified that he had a massive cerebral hemorrhage. The prognosis was not good. The attending physician believed that there was no future for him, and his family was immediately called. As you can imagine, this was a difficult emotional time for them, and the decisions of how to proceed with his care were very stressful for the three daughters and his wife. However, fortunately, he had done extensive work on advance directives indicating what he wished or did not wish at the time of his death, and he had also designated his wife as having durable power of attorney for health care. In my 44 years of ordained ministry, I have dealt with a number of families who were in that exact same position and recognized how stressful and how difficult end-of-life decisions are for those who have no notion of what the dying person really wanted for him or herself. And advance directives, clearly stated and clearly understood, make life so much easier for people in that particularly emotional, stressful time. There's a second part of the story, which goes beyond advance directives. In this case, after several hours in the hospital, he experienced a kind of spontaneous turnaround and began to move his arms and, in fact, attempted to hug his wife. At that moment, the realization was that something had changed, and he was immediately moved from that local hospital down to Portsmouth, where they did remove a part of his skull, relieved the pressure, and indeed he did recover from that and lived some 8 or 9 years afterwards. The fact that he had a spontaneous change of condition didn't really negate what the family had done, nor make them feel in any way that they had inappropriately followed his wishes. I must admit that I try not to be a pastor to my own family, and was able to call in one of my colleagues at the time who gave the Episcopal version of last rites, which was very soothing and very helpful to the family at that particular moment. I have since over the years kidded that particular clergyman about his inability to properly perform the rites because my father-in-law did not die at that time.